Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow, and this week I chatted with Provo High and Timpview High School students that are involved in our AVID classes, which stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. AVID is a national program designed to help students, and the students shared their post-grad plans, remembered their favorite memories and school-related regrets, called out their favorite teachers, and offered advice for upcoming students. But first, here are our updates. The last day of school is Wednesday, May 21st. Congratulations to all of our graduating seniors. We are so proud of you and all you have accomplished. We wish each of you the very best as you step into this exciting new chapter. To all our students, staff, and families, thank you for a great year. It is hard to believe that it is already over, but have a fun, safe, and restful summer. There are a number of policies or procedures available for review on our district website. Go to provo.edu, click on Policies, Forms, and Documents. You can click on Review Draft Policies here. The next school board meeting is on Tuesday, May 27th. Please check the district website prior to the meeting to see exact times and the full agenda. This summer, we will continue with our weekly podcast, so stay tuned. I will continue with my weekly video cast through the month of June, and then I will start them up again in August. Watch your email or my social media, Superintendent Dow, SUPTDAU, for my video casts. And now, on to our episode. Okay, so tell us your name.
My name's Johanna.
And how long have you been a student here at Provo High School?
For the 4 years.
The 4 years, awesome. What are some of your favoritest memories about Provo High School?
My favoritest memories in school have been going with my extracurricular places. Like, for example, with orchestra, we used to go around and play for other schools. We call it travel group. We went to go play for elementary schools, which was really fun. And for AVID, my favorite memories were going to colleges and getting to know the campus.
That's awesome. What instrument do you play?
I play the violin.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit more about these college visits. What are your plans after high school?
My plans after high school are just to go to college.
Have you decided where you're going yet?
I used to think that I was ready, but then came January of this year and I was like, actually, I'm not even ready at all. But I plan to go to UVU and attend in the fall semester.
Awesome.
My favorite things about the campus tours were that, like, just, like, see what every student sees. We're not like, okay, this is, like, the big gym or whatnot. It's like, oh, this is where students walk through, or, like, oh, this is the classroom and stuff. So it felt really personal rather than just, like, some random tour with a little flag. So
that's awesome. Tell us a little bit about maybe some advice that you would give to incoming freshmen.
Talk to your teachers. Talk to everyone. It's best to have, like, people you know than just to be alone.
That's great advice. What has been, like, the key to your success in high school, if you could share that? Like, what has really helped you get through these 4 years of high school?
My key was always just to talk. I'm a big talker. Everybody in here will tell you that.
Everyone is nodding, by the way. No, I'm serious.
Everybody, even if you're not doing physically, I know you're nodding in your head, but I'm a big talker and I love talking to people. I love getting to know my teachers. I love getting to know the people that I sit around with. I love to get to know everybody. And that has really helped me because it has made me get connections. And I participate a lot, like raise my hand at basically every single question. Even if I don't know the question, I like to talk. And that really just shows my teachers that I'm present and that I'm listening.
That's awesome. Anything else you would like to share?
Join AVID. AVID is really fun. It will really help you. Honestly, AVID has really, really helped me. Even if it looks like a boring college class, it's really fun, especially with the people that you get to know. Not everybody will be like straight A's or things like that. A lot of people, you will actually get to know what's going on behind someone's mind because you grow with them for the 4 years that you're with them. And so they get to be comfortable around you and you get to be friends with them. And then you get to find out this person's going what I'm going through and you're not ever going to feel alone.
Kind of creates a community. That's awesome. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, who wants to go next? Everyone's like, oh, man. Okay, excellent. Tell us your name.
My name's Sabrina.
Sabrina. Okay, and how long have you been a student at Provo High?
I've also been a student for 4 years.
Okay, perfect. Tell us a little bit about what your favoritest memories are that you've had here at Provo High School.
I think definitely all the friends you can make during high school. because you're just going through classes, and at first, the friends I started out with in the beginning of high school have totally changed to, like, now. You're just going to make so many new friends, and you're going to just meet so many new people, and it's always exciting because everyone's so different.
So it's okay if you're going into high school and maybe you don't know a lot of people. Don't stress about it because you're going to get to know people as you go through it. That's yeah, kind of you your advice know. There.
Because well, especially since at the beginning of high school, people knew each other in middle school, but we change a lot throughout these 4 years. And so you start to develop your own interests and you start doing different activities. You get to meet people that have the same interests as you. And so you can just grow closer relationships with people that are more like you.
That's awesome. What have been the activities that you have enjoyed the most here at Provo High School?
I love the football games. Those Excellent. Are always yes. so fun.
Super
and
fun.
The dress-up days are fun too, because you get to see the people that dress up. The people that commit are always so fun to see.
That's great. What advice would you give to incoming freshmen?
I would definitely say start early, because the beginning of high school, I wrote a whole paper on this, but the beginning of high school is the most crucial time to start planning what you're going to do for the next 4 years, because the classes you take in high school are going to affect what your future holds. Because if you want to go to college, then you're going to want maybe scholarships if you're having hard times financially. And so you're going to have to take classes that you know you can get good grades in, and you have to like start studying early for specific tests like the ACT and the SAT. Those things affect scholarships in college so much. And if you want to save some money, take CE classes, DE classes, AP classes, because those in the long run are going to help you out so much. Or like if you want, get your generals. I always recommend getting your generals in high school or your associates too. So yeah, that's my advice.
That's great. And how has AVID helped you with that process?
Oh my gosh. AVID has helped so much because I've had to take some hard classes, and in AVID we learned how to take notes, and we've learned how to have a support system of students that maybe we don't all have like the best grades, but we all try. And I think that's more important because we're putting in the effort to try and be the best that we can. And so AVID's brought a support group of people like that.
And those are the skills really that you want to take with you into a career or into college, is like you're willing to follow through and work hard and do what it takes to be successful, right? Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. What else would you like to share with us about your experience in high school, or maybe what are your plans after high school? What do you want to do?
My plans after, I'm going to go to USU.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to study interior design.
Nice.
And then maybe come back to college and maybe do law or something. I don't know.
That sounds awesome. Okay, so you're going to go to Utah State. You're going to live up there on campus. Have you got all of that set up already? Or are you still working on all of those pieces?
I'm doing classes today, actually. And then housing, I still have to look into. I'm a little behind on that.
Yeah, that's okay. You're not. It's May tomorrow. So today it's still April. Just start. And then you're still starting. And see, she started to panic. Sorry, it's already flipping May. What? You graduate in like 20 days, 21 days. Have you counted? Are you counting down? Do you have how many days?
So 14 days until seniors stop going to school, and then 21 days until we graduate.
Wow. This is that, like, this is for real, Z. This is happening.
Yeah.
Okay. What other things would you want to share about your experience at Provo High, or anything that you want people to know about how great Provo High has been, or how great it is to be in high school?
I think high school is great because you grow a lot as a person. I'm not the same person that I was freshman year. I'd say I'm way better freshman year me. Just be willing to change and grow.
I love that. That's so great. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us your name.
I'm Zach.
Hi, Zach. And how long have you been a student at Provo High?
All 4 years.
Yes. Okay. Tell us a little bit about maybe your favoritest memories being here at Provo High.
Oof, favoritist memories.
That are like legal for you to tell. Like there's probably some favoritist memories that we probably don't want on a podcast, right? So, you know, stuff that would be appropriate for a podcast.
Yeah. Probably I do theater.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, so probably just doing the shows, just like in the rehearsal process, meeting friends and stuff.
What has been one of your favorite shows that you've done?
Ooh, probably Romeo and Juliet just did.
Yes. Yeah. And what role did you play in Romeo and Juliet?
I played Tybalt.
Oh, Tybalt. Oh, that's pretty great. Okay. What is it about being involved in something like that that's so spectacular? Because I think sometimes incoming kids are like, whatever. And it's like, No, you don't understand. Like, this is a big deal. So talk a little bit more about that and why that's so important to your success in high school.
100%. I was one of those kids that, like, ah, what's the big deal? Freshman year. I don't know how to explain it. It's a really big commitment, but that everyone that's involved is equally committed. It creates, like, an instant community. And if you struggle making friends, it is so much easier if you're doing a show.
So it's about finding that community. You're all dedicated to something, right? So yeah. You're also recognizing that you have to show up because other people are exactly. Counting on you, right? So that's kind of a big deal. You're in Avid, so tell us a little bit about how Avid has helped you.
Yeah, I started last year, junior year. The ACT was definitely a kind of a big, giant mountain that I was not looking forward to. But even though it was not easy, it was tough. I probably took the test probably about 3 times, mm-hmm. 2 real times and 1 practice test. And I ended up getting a 30.
That's amazing. Oh, holy crap. And that's incredible.
Really helped for college applications.
Okay.
So like good. Invaluable for that.
And so Avid kind of helped you understand how important that test was and prepared you for it. Yeah. It was like, this is serious stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your plans after high school.
Ooh. I'd like to tell myself about those.
You're like, somebody needs to inform
somebody
me.
Somebody should tell me. I've decided I'm going to go to SUU.
Okay, good.
Fall. I mean, we'll see what I end up studying. I've been planning on trying out film.
Oh, good.
Like screenwriting and directing and cinematography, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, ultimately, still kind of a mystery.
Okay. So you're still going to figure it out, and that's okay. What drew you to SUU in particular?
We went there for a Shakespeare competition. For theater, so I got to see the campus. I got a full tuition scholarship there. Good. So I was like, oh yeah, like why not? And it's not super far away, but it's far enough away to not still be living at home.
And they have good arts programs. And if that's what you're interested in, you definitely have picked a great institution to go to. What advice would you give to incoming freshmen?
I would definitely say put yourself out there. I kind of just really valued my free time and dwindled it. I did everything I could to get out of being in clubs and just extracurriculars in general. I was even given advice to be like, just join clubs your freshman year. I was like, no, you're lying. That's not real.
you're lying. That's not real. I love it.
And then I started doing stuff my sophomore year, and I really regretted kind of coasting my freshman year, just not really doing anything. Got my homework done, but I didn't really do anything else. I just kind of went home, I watched TV, and just had a, it's kind of boring.
So you didn't have that in-person community everything might have been like.
Yeah, I was fresh off the heels of COVID.
Yeah, so that's a little rough.
So I was like, I don't really want to know anyone. I was like, oh, but I kind of want to know everyone.
So get involved, connect, create a community, even if it kind of feels a little bit outside your comfort zone.
Freshman year is the year you can get away with the most stuff. Kind of try everything. Like, if you try a sport or try fine arts or try something, freshman year is the easiest year to get out of it and still, or stay into it. And,
so you can experiment, kind of figure it out.
Have the least consequences for not continuing.
Okay. Yeah. That's really good advice. Okay. What do you think that Provo High has done to contribute to your overall education?
Taking the AP classes specifically has kind of taught me how to learn. And, I don't know how to explain this very well, but just kind of, instead of just learning about a subject, it's learning about how to learn about a subject, how to take notes, how to actually absorb the information. And I feel like that's more invaluable than just trigonometry, so whatever. But, I mean, I can know how to learn stuff the rest of my life.
But you're learning about how to learn stuff. So you're learning some skills, and you also are learning what works for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's kind of important, too, because how you learn is different from how somebody else learns, and you kind of can figure that out. That's awesome. Thank you for answering these questions. Okay, first off, tell us, how long have you been a student at Provo High?
4 years.
Okay, all right. How many of you have been here all 4 years? Several of you. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, tell us a little bit about maybe your plans after high school.
I am going to start here in UVU, so I still have to sign up for classes, but I gotten admitted, so that's one step.
That's good.
And then whether or not I stay here, I'm going to do my generals, and then I might look at transferring to either USU or U of U.
Okay. Do you have an area of interest yet, or are you just like going to kind of explore stuff?
right now, at least, I want to try going into elementary or early education.
Yes, I just needed one person that was going to do that. And you come back here and work, and you're like, I don't want to work in Provo, but you should. It's awesome here. Oh, don't say that.
I
want to
work in a small town.
Oh, a small town. Yeah. Okay, all right.
I can get behind that. I grew up in a small town, and it was a lot. Like, the elementary schools were like, they impact you a lot.
Yes, that's very true. So you want to have that same impact. So it sounds like you have some really good memories from that. And so you want to, like, recreate that or be part of that. So where did you grow up? Do you mind if I ask you that?
Kind of everywhere. I moved a lot as a kid. I'm from Montana. And then I came down, went to Santa Quinn. And when I lived there, it was a lot smaller than it is even now.
Yeah, it's grown a ton. Yes, it's not really a small town anymore, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you want to go to UVU, get your generals, then go somewhere else. What advice would you give to incoming ninth graders?
One thing is, like, don't be scared of, like, judgment. Because I feel like for me, I had, like, a friend. We were very outgoing and very, like, different. We liked to dress up and be fun. And we got a lot of judgment, and it was hard. But I think it was way more worth it than trying to fit in and trying to be someone you're not. Because at the end of the day, like, who cares? It's just high school.
Be you know? Who
like,
you are.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what these people think. And then another big one for me is don't slack off your freshman and sophomore year. Like, go to these classes, which is true. For me, like, I started working when I was 15, and I was doing all these classes, and I didn't have any fun. Like, I had no friends, no time for anyone or anything, and I regret that a lot. Like, my senior year, like, I'm realizing I want to have this fun and work, and I don't know how to do that because I spent all my time working and doing school. So it's really important to find a balance.
I love that word, balance. Yeah. I was just thinking about that as you were talking about that. Because that's what's going to happen as you get out of high school, right? You're going to have to work. You're going to be going to school. But you also need to, like, live. It can't be. Yes, you need to live, right? Like, you do need to take care of yourself and make sure that you enjoy life as well. So that's important. What has been, like, how has AVID helped you?
Okay, so AVID, and I'm sure that Provo High in general has actually helped a lot with this, but AVID, especially with the college and, like, being ready for college. I didn't realize this until this year how helpful it had been, because my friend from another school, she was texting me and talking to me, and she's asking me, like, all these questions, like, what is it? What's it going to be like? How do you do this? And all these questions about college. And I just felt like it was common knowledge. Oh, how do your classes work? How do you, can you work and can you see people? And I was like, well, you kind of, like, I never realized how well this school taught me about how to be ready for college and how to go into it, because AVID it helped me get prepared for scholarships and all these other things. But we also have talked to a lot of college students who have come in and told us, like, what college life is like and how to balance that stuff. And even the school, in not in AVID classes, we have people come in and talk to us about all the college classes and, like, how to get into those and the benefits you can get and all that kind of stuff, which was really helpful for me.
That's great. I'm so glad to hear that. Any last parting words you want to share in advice? Or
not everyone has to like you.
Good. That's good advice, actually. Be who you are, and not everyone has to like you. Just make sure you're genuine with and feel good about what you're showing to the world. Love it. All right, next. Here we go. Tell us your name. I'm so excited.
My name is Giovanni. Just go by Joe here.
Okay. So, Joe, you've been here 4 years. Okay.
Correct.
And tell us a little bit about kind of your experience. What are your favorite moments legal for you to tell us about? Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's keep it appropriate.
Let's see. My favorite moments have been, I've enjoyed going to all my classes due to the fact that I've always been a person that enjoys conversation as well. And I love conversating with my teachers personally. I love talking to who is educating me because they also have a story, and I feel like, at first, like starting freshman year, I was scared of the people around me, but I know that my teacher was teaching all the people around me. And for some reason, throughout all my grades, I've been able to talk to my teacher because they've been the easiest person to talk to. And I enjoy conversating with teachers.
That's awesome. That makes me so happy. I hope all of our teachers are listening to this because you guys are giving some pretty good shout outs to your teachers. So that's awesome. What are your plans after high school?
I am still figuring things out. Yeah. But right now, the thing that I'm trying to work on the most is I am trying to go to UVU for 2 years and build up some money and, like, finish my generals there, and considering going up to USU for 4 years.
Okay. Do you know what you want to study?
it's been back and forth, but okay. I love the idea of a little bit of business and the idea of education has been growing a lot.
You're doing a good job of creating these future educators. I'm very impressed. Tell us a little bit about how Avid's helped you in this process.
I think Avid has helped me a lot due to the fact that I've actually been here for 5 years. I started in middle school, and it's been a great thing due to the fact that it's a place that I have the same teacher, so that means I get to conversate with the teacher, and the students throughout the years have been the same. Right. So I've been able to build a lot of friends in there in general. I know these faces. They're all familiar faces, and the teacher feels like a safe place. And going to high school, even throughout the later years, there's people around me that I know that I've known for a while these past 4 years, and they're the closest people to me.
So it creates that sense of community for sure. And you're seeing them in other classes too, because you're taking probably some similar classes outside of that. What advice would you give to an incoming freshman?
My advice would be do what you like still. I got lucky that I found out early about concurrent enrollment classes, okay. and there's some of those classes that I personally like. But when I came into high school, I thought the only thing I'm working towards is college and my future life. And so I was really focused on building my higher education, but I never focused on the classes that maybe would give me the most joy or the most happy experience. So there's some classes that I still wish I could have taken and started earlier, and now I missed that chance.
So a balance between I want to prepare myself for college, but I also need to pursue some things that I'm interested in and enjoy those pieces. That's really good advice. I love that. Okay. You're talking to the superintendent here. So if there was something that we could change about high school and you're like, you need to fix this, what would it be? Help. He's like, help. Or if somebody, like, you guys need to think about that. Like, what are some things that you would say, you need to fix this?
Oh, start time.
Yeah. Start time.
I've heard about other high schools around the country. Nobody starts at 7:30. 7:30 is way too early to start.
We do start way too early.
But I do appreciate that we, like, I suppose, leave a little earlier. But I don't know. Even, like, 7:45 to 8 o'clock, that's better than
7:00. Just the extra 15 minutes or a half an hour. Okay. I'm going to take that back because I feel that way, too. I totally get that. All right. Does anybody else have anything? So start time would be one thing. Thank you so much.
When we first get into high school, it's like you don't really know. You don't really have that much of a plan because like you were just in middle school and it just like it's all so new. And in order to like ask the right questions, you have to know what you have to ask. So when I first came into high school, I was like thinking about getting my associates. But when I got in, everybody was telling me it was like kind of hard and I'd have to sacrifice a lot of social time or like my social life. And so I was like, okay, well, whatever. I just won't do it then. I'll just like get what I can. And it just like took some time and a lot of questions that eventually led to me learning about generals. And so that's like an amazing option. Yep. And it's like totally doable and you like don't really miss out on anything. And it was kind of hard to get there though, like to learn about it. So I'd like it if like every counselor, when you first meet them, they like lay out every option you have, because lots of students don't know about like generals or associates, and they also don't know about what having good grades really means until it's too late. So I think just having the counselors be like crystal clear with like everything laid out, just constantly reminding, maybe like we don't understand it at first, but as time goes on, at least throughout freshman year, we'll get it more. But I think being more crystal clear about that.
That's great. I've heard that from lots of students, so I appreciate that feedback.
This is from a personal experience, but I had an issue with not giving me credits that I needed to graduate that left me this semester having to cram an online class that I could have taken in the school. But because the classes were full, I couldn't take it on campus, even though I had like 3 open periods. So I had to take it online. I would be willing to sit on the floor. Like if there's not enough chairs for me, like I'll just stand. I still want to get that credit. Right. So maybe like shifting that issue and like trying to figure out more solutions than just forcing kids to take classes online, because I really struggle with online classes, and like learning from a textbook is like the worst thing for me.
That's like, awesome. And I didn't feel like that was harsh feedback at all. That's super helpful. So thank you. Harsh feedback would have been like, fire this person. Like, you didn't say that. So do you have any teachers you would like to give a shout out to? It's Teacher Appreciation Week next week. You have a bunch. Oh, yes. Back here. Here we go.
Okay. Shout out to all my social studies teachers and Miss Smedley. So basically, Mr. Sowerbeer, Mrs. Sowerbeer, Mr. Ellison, Miss Shelburne, Mr. Lava, they are all so great. It might be because I just really like history and social studies, but
you're a girl after my own heart.
Yes. They're all so nice, and they teach it in such a fun and engaging way. And then with Miss Smedley, she's just so sweet. I love her so much. She's so awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you. Okay.
I want to shout out Mrs. Brown. She came back to school, and honestly, she's like one of the best teachers I've ever had.
What does she teach?
For the first time. She teaches English.
Oh, okay.
She used to be the principal at Provo High School a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But now she came back as an English teacher, and I adore her so much. Like, I adore every single one of my teachers that I've ever had, like Mr. Hernandez, Ms. Dubs.
But definitely Miss Brown.
But Mrs. Brown, I just love her attitude. Like, every single day, she's all like, she has just this really fun personality. Like, I love the way that she used to talk. Like, she's trying to understand Gen Z Lang. And so there's this one time where she was applauding one of the kids because he put on one of his assignments that he should get 50 out of 50 because he's perfect. And she saw, like, oh, he risen. And we all just started laughing. That's not how you use that word. And so she's like, wait, guys, what word am I supposed to use? And so we all start teaching her. And she's just this really fun, open person. I love her so much.
That's awesome. You had.
I want to shout out Mr. Bauer and Mr. Weiser. I am a performing arts person. So my drama teacher, my choir teacher. Mr. Bauer is so fun. And he just like, his class is so fun to be in. And Mr. Weiser has taught me more than I think any teacher. Wow. Even though I wasn't, like, learning anything about, like, core classes or anything, just, like, how much he's helped me grow as a singer and, like, being able to be in a community like a choir and learn how to work with people. And he has so much passion for his art, and it's super inspiring. And I'll never forget Mr. Weiser or Mr. Bauer.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I want to shout out my French teacher, Madame Labrosse. She literally puts in so much effort. Like, if there's ever, like, opportunities to, like, learn about the French community or, like, the Apple testing has been going on. Yeah. And she has been helping me, like, be able to apply to it, especially since it was, like, kind of complicated. And there was, like, certain dates that were just, like, really confusing. And so she was just helping me out and putting in so much effort. And she just goes above and beyond to help students out. And then I also wanted to shout out Lauren and Michaela down in the College and Career Center because they have been helping me so much throughout, like, the college process. I can go down to them at any time and they're going to be there to help me out. And it's just made the process so much less stressful.
Okay, so start by telling us your name.
Well, my name is Josiah Hufo.
And you are here at Timpview High School. How long have you been at Timpview?
I've only been here for a year. I used to go to Provo. I was there for 3 years.
Okay, perfect. Tell us a little bit about what has been awesome about your high school experience.
I think what's been, like, the most awesome for me in high school is just the relationships I've been able to create, like, all the people I've been able to meet and just the whole high school experience, all the friendships and all the things I've been able to do. It's just been a great time, I guess.
That's good. What has prepared you the most in high school for what's going to happen after high school?
I definitely think the classes I've been able to take, they've definitely taught me a lot about, like, what I want to do in the future, what I could possibly do in the future, and kind of given me, like, a path, like, a direction that I want to go in.
Okay.
I haven't always been, like, the most worried about the future, but I think this year especially, the course I've been able to take, I've been able to learn a lot about the direction I want to go in and what I want to do in the future.
That's awesome. What are your plans after high school?
So first, I want to serve a mission for my church. Yeah. And then after that, I'm still wondering if I want to play football or not, because I do play football. Yeah. But I'm still wondering if I want to play football after high school. I do plan on going to Snow College after a mission.
Do you know what you want to study, what your ultimate end goal is and what you want to study or go into? Or are you just keeping your options open?
Right now, I'm just keeping my options open. I'm not too sure, but I do know that I want to serve a mission and then go from there.
That's awesome. What advice would you give to freshmen coming into high school? Like, what do you feel like you're like, man, I wish I had known that when I was a ninth grader coming in?
For freshmen coming in, I think the biggest thing that's going to help you out in high school is to make sure you go to class.
That's a good tip. I like it. Yeah.
I feel like high school for me wasn't too hard, but it was only because of the fact that I was at class a lot. I feel like there's a lot of people that they tend to miss class or they tend to skip class. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like high school is hard if you make it hard. That's what I feel like. I feel like, you know, the teachers are there to help you. The admin is there to help you. Like, you have a lot of help. And if you don't reach out for help, then you might struggle. And if you miss a lot of class, you might struggle. Like, it gets a lot to make up. So I feel like the biggest thing for all the kids coming to high school is just make sure you get to class and have your priorities straight. Because if you don't, it's going to be hard to get back into where you're supposed to be.
That's exactly right. That's very good advice. What do you think about in terms of like the communities that you built? Because you're probably part of a football community and you're in Avid. And I'm going to ask you some more questions about Avid here in just a minute. But how does that make a difference for you in a high school experience versus I just go to high school, I go to class, and I don't have connections? Like, I feel like one of the themes I'm hearing from high school students that have had a successful experience is they feel like they have a community and a group of friends. And maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, I think the community aspect of high school is very important, especially for me, because one of the big reasons I came to TimFew from Provo was because of the fact that I knew a lot of people here. A lot of the people that go to TimFew, I grew up with them and, like, you know, grew up hanging out with them in the neighborhood, riding bikes and stuff. That was one of the biggest things for me coming to TimFew was the community aspect that they have here. I knew everyone here and just, like, all of the fun that it creates, because it's not just, like, go to school and, like, I go home. I go to school and I hang out with my friends and I'm able to, like, talk and laugh. And I feel like that just makes it a lot better experience because it creates, an environment that I want to be in instead of just, oh, man, I have to go to school. You know?
Right. It's like, tell me a little bit about Avid and how that has impacted you or helped you.
Yeah, so like I said before, I wasn't always too worried about my future. I'm the kind of person that just kind of goes with the flow. But I think this year especially, because this is my first year taking Avid, I didn't take it any year before. Mm-hmm. This year especially, I was able to learn a lot about where I want to be. And, you know, Mrs. T, she's always been on me about, like, you know, what school do you want to go to and what do you want to do after high school? And that's kind of when I really first realized, like, dang, like, I really didn't think about it. Like, I didn't really think about my plans, you know? And I think it's just been super important because, like, after graduation, you know, like, there's a whole world in front of me and I got to be prepared for it. So I think Avid has just really helped me realize the importance of preparation and the importance of just knowing what I want to do after high school. And it's, like, given me a lot of different directions, a lot of different paths. And, for example, all of the scholarships that we've been able to apply for, a lot of different options and more places to go.
And just walked you through and provided that support that maybe somebody else might not have.
Yeah.
Because you have that. Do you have teachers or coaches that you would love to give a shout out to since you're graduating?
Definitely Mrs. T right here. she's been awesome this year. And she's not just for me, but for everyone here. She's been basically, I honestly think, the best teacher, like, that I've ever had in my high school, like, career. Because she's helped me a lot just being prepared and trying to find what my next step is. And I think, and she's a helpful person. That's just who she is. And I just can't thank her enough for, like, what she's been doing for me and also just for what she's been able to do for everyone.
That's awesome. Thank you. All right. Who wants to be next? You did great. Oh, wow. You are ready to roll. Okay. So tell us your name and what high school you go to.
My name is Desden Davis and I go to TimFew High School.
Excellent. How long have you been at TimFew?
Pretty much like everything for like all 4 years.
All 4 years. That's awesome. Okay. And so tell me what maybe some of your favoritest moments have been of TimFew High.
Just making new friends here.
Good. What helps you at TimFew High School? What types of groups are you part of? I mean, you're in this class, which is an Avid class. Talk to me a little bit about that. Why has Avid been such a great class for you?
I just feel like the teachers here are, like, pretty supportive of me, and they usually help me whenever they can. So it's nice that whenever I'm like stuck on something, they're always there. They got my back.
That's awesome. Do you have a couple of teachers you'd like to give a shout out to?
Obviously, Miss T, because obviously it has to be Miss T because she's been so nice to me and she's been like helping us with like everything, like what's life's gonna be like after high school. She's been like talking to us about that or what college life is gonna be like. Same thing applies to Cecily. They're kind of like guide you of where you want to go in life, and that's what I appreciate about them.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit about what your plans are after high school.
So I'm kind of like in the middle right now. I'm still thinking about it. I've still got time to decide.
Yeah.
I might go like a full time at my job so I can earn a little more money. Or I could probably go to MTech and learn digital design. But other than that, I kind of like have a passion for making music recently because I got a bass guitar recently and my friend comes over and we just like to jam out and we learn songs and we make riffs. So yeah, that would be cool.
That is very cool.
So probably over the summer we plan on making songs.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to an incoming ninth grader?
Try to like focus on your work because the workload is gonna like hit you like a truck. So you just have to be aware of like when everything's due and so you don't suffer any horrible grades or anything like that.
So you kind of have to be pretty organized.
Yeah.
But you feel like your teachers are super helpful.
Yeah, of course.
They're pretty awesome, aren't they?
Yeah.
We're so lucky to have such good teachers. Anything else you want to share?
I feel like one of the things I enjoy about school is probably meeting up with my friends. And it's probably through experience that I've learned that there's good friends and bad friends. So just like, it's like a big like learning journey. But other than that, I also like how nice my teachers are and how helpful they can be. Also my counselors, if I ever need to talk to them. Yeah. And even the principal, because she is super nice to me.
She's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So it's a learning journey. I love that quote. I'm gonna remember that for a long time. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, who's next?
They're a duo. They've been best friends since freshman.
So you guys are gonna kind of partner through this interview. Okay, gotcha. Tell us your names.
I'm Helen.
I'm Jasmine.
And you're both students here at TempView.
Yeah.
And tell me how long you've been students here at TempView. For all 4 years?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So what has been the best part about TempView High School?
I think having friends, like having classes with friends and everything.
I love it.
It's been a big, obviously you guys are friends. And so I'm guessing you hang out a lot together. Yeah. What types of groups are you involved with? Do you have extracurricular activities? Is AVID like your community? What has made a difference for you here at the high school?
I don't really do any extracurriculars, just AVID. I love AVID. Okay. Like, that's all I do.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay. Me too. So AVID is like, this is your community and this has helped you a ton. Okay. So tell us a little bit more about that. Like, what has AVID done for you to help you as you're planning for after high school?
Okay. So we've both been in it since freshman year.
Awesome.
And like, it's so helpful because it helps you like schedule like your time and manage like everything. And if you have homework, like she makes sure you do it and you turn it in on time. And that's really helpful for like college because in college it's more strict. So you need to be like more on like task and stuff.
And you really have to plan your schedule. Yeah, like nobody's watching over you to do that. So
yeah.
You have to develop that skill ahead of time, right? What about for you?
Yeah, just like being in this class, she helps you learn how to take notes and how to pay attention, stuff like that, so you can focus and like turn your stuff in on time. And then in here, she gives you time to work on your homework too.
Most of life is showing up and just doing stuff on time, right?
Yeah.
Like we don't even realize how much that's like a key to people's success. What are your plans for after high school? And I heard mention of maybe scholarships or things like that. So this is your chance to brag. Tell me all the cool things.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I was originally planning to go to either St. Mary's or Westminster, and I got scholarships for both of them.
Nice.
But they're both like private,
yeah.
So they're really expensive,
right?
Yeah, so I still had to pay like $10,000 either way.
Right.
And then I got the Point of the Mountain scholarship, and that's full ride. And that's here in Utah, in Salt Lake. So I was like, might as well go there.
That's
yay.
Perfect.
Yay,
woo! Congratulations. And do you know what you want to study yet?
Pre-nursing.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
going to do that? You want to be a nurse?
Yeah, more like pediatric nurse.
Okay.
And focus on that.
I don't blame you. You don't want to deal with people my age. We're cranky. So the little kids, much better. Yeah, that's way better. What about you?
I want to become a dental hygienist. So I'm going to do dental assisting, and then I'm going to MTech, and then I'm going to go to UVU and then become a hygienist.
Okay. So MTech kind of provides that really awesome path where you can get started and then move over to UVU.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. What classes do you feel like have really prepared you, besides AVID even, for your post-high school experience, or that you feel like this class has just like changed my life?
CE classes are so helpful because you get like, you earn college credit while you're in high school, and it helps you so much, and you don't have to do it like later on, and you save a lot of money as well.
You do save a lot.
So it's very helpful and useful.
And you have teachers that like know you and know your name, and so that makes a big difference, right?
Because they want classes as well.
Yeah, so they want you to be successful in that. What are some of your favoriteest memories of TIMFU?
Well, just barely went to prom, and it was so fun.
Oh, it was so fun. That's awesome. It is a very memorable experience for sure. What are some of your teachers that you would like to give a shout out to?
Mrs. T, of course.
T. She's like so helpful, amazing, very nice.
We both won a $1,000 scholarship like a week ago because she made us apply to it. Yeah. So
she just sat down and said, you will apply
to it. Yeah, so we applied to it and then we got it. So,
I love it. And then you got $1,000. Yeah. That's so great. Sometimes we just need that person to motivate us to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Yes. Walcott.
Yeah, Walcott. I love Walcott.
And tell us what he teaches.
He teaches woods and construction and all that. We took all of those classes with him. He's very nice and very helpful. And it's just like a nice class to have. He's really nice.
That's awesome. And so it just seems like that might be a class that even that isn't necessarily part of your career path, but it's just something you've been able to explore and really enjoy.
That sounds awesome.
That's so great. Do you have any regrets about high school? Like things that you wish you had done that you didn't do.
I wish I took more CE classes. Because I knew about them, but I didn't know about them. Yeah. So I just wish I did that.
I wish I knew like what I wanted to do earlier. So I could have done it like in my junior year or something. Because at MTech, you could like go earlier.
Okay.
So you could take the class and then like it's paid for by like the school. Yep. So I wish I knew about that. And I knew what I wanted to do.
So one of the things I'm hearing from seniors across our district is that you guys need to know stuff about that like way sooner so we can help you get introduced to that earlier rather than later. Okay, anything else you want to share? I'm so excited for you guys to graduate.
Me too. This is awesome.
I'm sad.
I know. I love it. I kind of love that too, though.
Yeah. But people in school, you should take a driver's ed.
Yeah. Oh.
Get your license in school.
Get your license while you're at school.
Really easy and helpful.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Gives you a little bit more independence,
right?
Yeah,
as soon as you turn 16, don't procrastinate.
Do it.
Oh, that's good advice. I've never even heard that. That's awesome. Great advice. Perfect. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. All right, tell us your name.
I'm Aaron Bennett.
And what are some of your favoriteest memories of TIMFU?
Favorite memories is being in AVID with Ms. T. Like, she's one of my favorite teachers because she helped me to get prepared for quizzes and be on top of stuff.
Just kind of building those skills of like time management, how to be organized, how to figure stuff out, right?
I don't know if I'm going to college, but I'm thinking about it. Right now I'm open to it. Also, I've been doing some sports. I've been doing rodeo.
Oh, very cool.
For 6 months now. It's in my family, in the family line.
Yeah.
My dad did bull riding. Uncle did bareback riding.
That's awesome.
And so I'm doing those two, and the one I like is bull riding right now.
Okay. Do you get thrown off the bull a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would imagine so.
It's a little more rough than most football because the coaches are pretty chill, but like rodeo, you don't have a coach because it's either your family or your cousins, and it's a little more scary.
I would imagine so. Tell me, what advice would you give to incoming ninth graders?
Don't be afraid to ask for help through your counselors or teachers or just other people in the class who have the same class as you and see if they can help you out.
That's awesome. Do you feel like people here at TIMFU have been really helpful to you? Like, teachers want to be helpful, counselors want to be helpful.
Yes, counselors and a couple of teachers. The biggest one I really appreciate and I enjoy being in her class is Miss T and Avid in general, because I've been in freshman year and throughout 12th grade.
Tell me, are there other teachers that you'd like to give a shout out to?
The Willing teacher.
Okay.
Don't remember his name, but he was awesome. He taught me different techniques that I never knew about. He taught me don't be afraid of a spark and don't be scared and don't be like too far. Don't be too close to the metal of the material that you're working with. He always taught me be prepared and keep your materials clean so you can have a clean bead work and then clean up after you're done.
And that's going to be a skill that you're going to appreciate that you have. Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's awesome. Talk about how Avid has helped you specifically.
I enjoy the going to college trips, field trips as well. Like touring what colleges there are and see which ones that you really want to go to and see what other options that you have. Not just like the big community colleges or the universities. There's of course, MTech.
That's great. Anybody else want to go? Okay, tell us your names. You're both students at Timpview High School. And go ahead.
I'm Cameron Pyra.
I'm Tristan Mackey.
Hey, it's so nice to meet you. So how long have you guys been here at Timpview?
All 4 years.
Both of you, all 4 years. Okay. What are some of your favoritest memories that are actually shareable on a podcast that you have of Timpview High School?
Honestly, just like the relationships you build with your like peers and then your teachers as well.
That's very cool. What about for you?
Probably just like playing sports here. Like I played football and I played basketball and they're both just so fun to be a part of like both of those communities. And obviously they're both really good at both sports. So it was fun to be a part of both of them.
It's kind of fun to be part of winning teams,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's kind of cool. Yeah. I get that. Tell me what your plans are after high school.
In the fall, I'm attending the University of Utah.
This is my deep, dark secret is that nobody can know this, but I love the University of Utah. Yes, you're not supposed to in Provo, but I do. So what are you going to study there? Do you know yet?
I'm going to just keep my options open, right? So I'll just go do like my generals and stuff.
Okay. Then kind of figure out what speaks to you. Exactly. What about for you?
I'm going to serve a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ in November. So I kind of have a little time, but I'm just going to work and play rugby. And that's kind of it until my mission. And then when I come back, I'm going to go to BYU.
I'll forgive you, even though you're going to. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. No, BYU is awesome. And I did my undergrad at BYU. Do you know what you want to study yet? Or you've got a little time to figure this out.
Yeah, I have time. So I don't really know yet, but I still kind of have time, which is good. So.
What have been your favorite classes in high school that you kind of gravitate towards?
Avid has been super helpful, obviously, but journalism as well.
Oh, good.
I love journalism, so.
Oh, we might have a future reporter right here.
Yes, exactly.
That's so great. That's awesome. What about for you?
Avid's been really helpful. And then I took Med Anatomy last year.
Good.
I enjoyed that a lot. It was hard, but it was really interesting.
Yeah.
And then I'm taking C Biology with the same teacher, and she's a great teacher, so. I think both of those have helped me a lot and they're actually really interesting. So it's been good.
That's good. It makes such a difference when you have an awesome teacher, right? Like that's life changing. Tell me about how Avid's helped you specifically.
Definitely time management. Like Miss T gives us a calendar and has us plan out like test dates and like when all the assignments are due. So like I get everything in on time and just incredible.
As adults, we need sometimes that help too. Yes. So good job that you already have that skill. What about for you?
For me, it's been a lot of help with like knowing what I have to do in school because it's kind of hard for me to plan outside of school because I'm really busy with like sports because I play multiple sports. And so being an Avid and having Miss T there to help me like, okay, this is when your test is, this is when this assignment is due. And then she kind of helps you through it and then like gives you a guideline for those and it helps a lot. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great. What shout-outs do you want to give to teachers? I mean, you're probably going to give a shout-out to Miss T.
Yeah, Miss T, of course. But then also Mr. Chow.
Oh, Mr. Chow, your journalism teacher.
Journalism and English my sophomore year as well.
Awesome.
Just really incredible teacher and person in general.
That's great. So. I love hearing that. What about for you?
Obviously, Mrs. T, she's been a big help. But I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Beveridge and Mrs. Abbott. I've had both of them, and they both, like I hated science and I hated math, but both of them were good teachers, and they helped me start to enjoy it. And I had good grades in their classes, which was a good thing. So
that is good.
So, yeah, it was good.
Good grades, and you enjoy it, exactly. And it's math and science.
Exactly.
That's called winning. I know, that's amazing.
Rare combo, but it was good.
That's
was
so good. Great. What advice would you give to a ninth grader that's coming in?
I would say just, like, get out there. Like, be friends with everybody. And just, like, go to all the sporting events, too. Because those are fun, and you'll miss them eventually.
Yeah. So. It'll give you a connection to a community, yes, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's just a good, it's just a fun energy, right? Like, yes. It's pretty great. What about for you?
For me, my two main things are don't procrastinate. Because I procrastinate a lot my freshman and sophomore year, and it didn't work out well for me. But so just getting your work done, and then like just trying new things. Like I hadn't played football, and then my senior year I decided to go play, and it was a ton of fun. And I like hadn't played basketball. I played my freshman and sophomore year, and it was a ton of fun. Like I don't regret either of those at all. So just trying new things and doing things that you might enjoy.
Don't be afraid to fail at something, right? Yeah, like just go for it. Yeah. Just do it. That's awesome. Thank you. Good luck, gentlemen. That's awesome. Yeah. All right, are you ready? Okay, tell us your name.
Joshua.
You are a student at TimFu as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Favoriteest moments of TimFu High School?
I think the junior year was like the best year for me, like because all my friends were here, but like they already graduated. And like being in interior design class with my friend.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. And what are your plans after high school?
I want to do like digital media because I want to work in like the movie industry, like maybe like make the posters for movies or like the trailers. But if that doesn't work out, probably like fashion or something.
That's very cool. Those are great things. Those are different than what a lot of people want to do. I love it. Okay. Where would you like to go to school?
UVU.
UVU. Yeah, okay. Like and you're going to start there in the fall or do you have other plans in between then?
No, I'm probably just going to start like as soon as possible.
Okay.
And just get a job during the summer so I can like start saving up money for college.
Good. Did you get to go on a campus tour of UVU or did that have an impact on you wanting to go there or did you just already know that that was a place you wanted to go?
I already knew because of like, it's not too far away because I don't want to go anywhere out of state because like it's more expensive and then like, living on your own and all that stuff.
What's some advice you would give incoming ninth graders?
To like not skip class because I
don't
know.
Don't skip class. I love that.
Because I know like a lot of friends who would skip class and like now they have to do a lot of credit recovery and like they don't know they're going to like graduate.
Just make sure that you don't fall behind because once you fall behind, that makes it really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can enjoy senior year.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, you got to tell me about your scholarships, Josh. Let's do it.
Well, I can't remember the names. I know one was UVU. Yeah. And like,
You have a full tuition scholarship to UVU. That is fantastic. That is amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
And what's the other scholarship you have? Oh, thank and you have a Gear Up scholarship too. Okay, awesome. Well, that's great. Oh, wow. You have worked hard. That's incredible. What shout outs to teachers do you want to give as you're leaving TimFu?
Obviously, Miss T. She was my favorite teacher. Well, not because like I'm in her class. She helped me a lot with like getting like scholarships and all that stuff. Well, honestly, I don't think there was a teacher I didn't like. All of them were like really nice and stuff. Aww. And they had like their own thing.
I love hearing that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Feel like they help you. They want the best for you.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I get every time I walk in TimFu High too. So, well, thank you and congratulations. I'll see you at graduation.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Anybody else want to go? Oh, here we go. Level. Okay, tell us your names.
I'm Trajan Wadsworth.
I'm Teretella.
Hi. Tell us how long you've been at TimFu.
All 4 years.
I came the end of last year.
Okay, perfect. And tell us a little bit about what some of your favoriteest memories have been of high school.
Kind of just playing sports and like trying new things and like going to different club activities and stuff like that.
Let's explore that a little bit more. What sports do you play?
I played basketball my freshman year and then I've been playing volleyball for 3 years.
Okay, and are you going to play at the next level?
Yeah, I'm playing at Southern Virginia University.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Amazing. Okay, what about you?
I think the same, volleyball, just playing sports. And also I had a lot of family, so it was fun to come to school every day.
I love it. That's so great. Are also a volleyball player? Okay. And so are you playing volleyball at the next level as well?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing at Oregon State.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. That's incredible. Okay. So, wow, we have some talented people in here. This is incredible. How has Avid helped you prepare for your college experiences?
It's helped me a lot with my time management. It's also taught me how to communicate with college coaches and like help me keep up my NCAA eligibility and like kind of help me be able to communicate with tutors and stuff like that. Kind of helped me learn to advocate for myself.
You're going to have to do that when you're at Southern Virginia, right? Yeah. What about for you?
I'd say the same. I wasn't aware of NCAA at my other school. And then when I came here, I learned about it and I had a lot of classes I had to do. So it was good to be like aware and also time management and classes. So yeah, that's basically.
When you're involved in sports, you have to balance a lot of different responsibilities. So you have to be way on top of it. So tell me what advice you would give to incoming freshmen.
I would say to just learn how to be independent, learn how to, again, advocate for yourself and be able to talk to people and like talk to teachers and stuff like that. And just kind of put your head down and work when it comes to school. Just get it done. Like, I don't know, procrastinating is the worst because getting stuck and being behind is like kind of a trap.
Yes, it is. What about for you?
Go to class, of course.
I love that. I feel like that's a theme. Go to class. Yeah. If you go to class, that's like 80% of your success.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm kind of struggling this year is because I didn't go to class my freshman and sophomore year. Okay. And if I could go back, I'd definitely choose to be in class every day. And yeah, just don't procrastinate. And
that's good. That's good advice. So you speak from experience. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Definitely. I mean, it's not awesome, but kind of awesome. You've learned. So that's really good. So you're going to go play volleyball at your respective schools. What do you guys know what you want to study when you get to college?
I'm going to do business and marketing. Okay. And then I also kind of on the side, I want to do zoology.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome. What about for you?
Yeah, I was thinking business and also being a realtor, but not quite sure yet.
Okay. Well, you have time. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Got plenty of time. What are some shout outs to some teachers that you've had over your high school careers that you want to?
I would say Miss T and Cecily both helped me like tremendously. Okay. I've known Miss T since I was like in sixth grade and I'm best friends with her daughter. So she's been a huge help with the NCAA stuff like that and teaching me how to talk for myself and be independent. And then with Cecily, she's helped me a lot with getting my math done and staying on top of things.
Good. What about for you?
The exact same, Miss T and Cecily. Cecily is like kind of like my tutor, so I don't think I'd be able to graduate without her. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, so I've just been able to get all my stuff done and get caught up with them. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So some key people who've made a huge difference for you. Anything else you want to share with us?
I don't know. I love Timpview and all the people here. So
I love it.
And everyone here is so lucky to have Miss T and Cecily.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. And I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks at graduation. Yay!
Thanks, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. And don't forget to join us again next week for another new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Have a great weekend, everyone.